Rita Sunshine, Donna DeAngelis seeks a special use exception to place a tent for special events, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property located on the northeast side of Central Avenue, approximately 40 feet west of Canal Crossing Road. The 911 address is 1982 Central Avenue in Rehoboth. The zoning district is C1, parcel is District 334, map 13.20, parcel 22. We have zero letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return. The applicant seeking a five-year request on this.
Applicant present, if you would please come forward, be sworn in by Sharp.
You stay at the podium, Ms. Fine. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Donna DeAngelis, 14 Wolf Pit Court, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And just for the applicant get started, just, I know we have a couple board members. This one is a temporary special use exception. Maximum the board could approve is 5 years.
Good evening.
Hi.
Floor is yours. You can start the
presentation. For a renewal on a five-year, we've been there 5 years. We are there from mid-April till the week of Labor Day with a 20 by 40 tent for retail purposes.
Had this for 5 years previous.
Yeah, we've actually had a 7 during COVID. We did a Zoom and got the 5 year at that point.
Has there been any complaints about the placing of the tent since we've granted the initial?
No, they're not, no. We keep it clean. We are actually beautify a lot. I did bring pictures of the place and the yard and everything around us.
What are the hours again?
We are 9 to 6 every day from mid-April till the Tuesday after Labor Day. And then we close it down, pack it up all nice and neat on the property, and no one complains.
No lights?
No lights.
Like that?
Nope. Okay. No, we're strictly daytime. We have a fence. We are completely fenced in.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions? Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at your prior approval, looks like you're originally, your tent was 30 by 40. Is that still the same size?
Okay. I was trying to count it, and I thought it was a 10 feet increments when I was counting it without a measuring tape. So it is then 30, whatever the original was.
So is it 110 or multiple?
It's 110. Right. Yeah, 110.
And is it located in the same place every year?
Yes, it is.
Whereabouts on the properties?
It is on the, not towards Canal Road, but back towards the back lot there.
You can go up and point it out if you'd like.
I have also current pictures. That's us packed up essentially for the end of the season. It sits from there to there. Our gate is here and it sits right there.
And this is for the sale of produce, correct?
Garden center and then produce.
What's the traffic like from your produce?
As far as people per day, it's a lot of foot traffic because we're right on the bike trail. More so, I only have 6 parking spots and very rare are they ever completely filled. Customer per day, I would say, would be probably hitting 100, if that, and that's with bike walkers and bikers.
Now previously, the board had approved a 5-year term with the tent to be removed at the end of the season. Was the tent removed at the end of every season?
We do. Yeah, that whole little bit is all packed up in the corner.
And then the prior approval was from May 1st to November 1st.
Correct.
And it sounds like you're using it from mid-April until
We are on the property weeding. We don't put the tent up until May 1st.
All right. Are you still looking for that same time frame through to November?
I mean, that works for us.
Okay. Are there any outside lighting?
No.
Any outside speakers?
No.
said there were no, I think you testified there was no complaints about that.
There's been no complaints.
Can you describe the area around it?
Residential all across the street, and then business pretty much industrial, like warehouses for all the hotels for their storage, and Revelations is also there. The brewery is about the only other retail, and Ocean Boulevard's on the corner, which is also retail. Other than that, it is residential across the way, and
your property is zoned C1 though.
Yes.
How is the tent secured?
It is spiked and also with straps, double straps.
Any issues with the tent collapsing or blowing on neighboring property? All right, I have no other questions, but if you did want to submit those pictures, you could give them to Ms. Norwood.
I mean, only if,
and she could put them on into the record. And submit them.
Just so you know, you won't get those back.
That's okay, they're really blurry.
Okay. Are there any other further questions from the board?
Just one. You maintain the property throughout the year, then?
So we, as far as
just general maintenance. Yeah.
The landlord, one of the landlords parks his beach equipment on it after we pack up. Mm-hmm. So after that, he comes and goes and uses the land himself.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Just want to take a look at the pictures.
Go right ahead.
The blurry pictures.
Well, it was an Apple phone to a Samsung phone.
Samsung phone.
I get grief from my kids every day.
After seeing the pictures, is there any more questions from the board or Mr. Sharp? Okay. If you would please have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13094? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13094? Okay. With that, there are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
And I remind the board that on the prior approval, it was for 5 years for the tent to be in operation from May 1st through November 1st, no longer than that. And that the tent had to be removed at the end of that season every year.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13094 for Tomato Sunshine, Ms. Donna DeAngelis, for the request of special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring or adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that we approve the approval be valid for a period of 5 years, as stated by the attorney, from May 1st through November 1st for operations.
And Mr. Lovinguth, will the tent need to be removed at the end of the season as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
A motion?
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13094 has been approved.